We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk to you about how technology screwed you over.
Yeah, tech is dumb, not us.
We're looking at all these different stories and Steve is like... You're right. More often than not, it's user error.
Yeah, I admit it. I own it. It's always me. I know.
Because here's the thing. Back in the day, if you wrote an angry letter, like your boss made you mad. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a person whose mom made them really, really mad. So they wanted to tell their brother every single detail about how their mom was just a total B and she said this and she said that. So if you wanted to tell your brother that, 40 years ago, you'd write a letter or you'd call him.
Yeah.
And then he would answer or not answer. And if you accidentally called your mom, you'd be like, oh God, I called the wrong person. And you would never address an envelope to your mom, but it's really easy to like,
sure,
write a text.
Sure.
About how bad your mom is.
And then
send it to her.
Oops.
This girl did that.
Yeah.
Mom was not happy.
Probably.
There's a dude who had to quit his job. This is a story from a couple weeks ago. He's a 19-year-old dude who was a receptionist at a design company and just loved his job. It was his dream job. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted him and said, like, they said something about, he thought it was a booty call.
Yes.
I remember talking about this story on the air when it happened. And, it wasn't a booty call. Can I say it? They said the boss tried to text him and say, I want you to come in tomorrow. And they left the word in off.
Yeah. And so he thought, oh,
you want me to what tomorrow? Hey. And it's like, hey, I don't remember scheduling a hookup and blah, blah, blah. And he wrote back a lot of racy stuff to his boss.
And he didn't know.
But I'm sorry. Isn't it the boss's fault for leaving in out?
There's that.
If the word in was there.
She's culpable. He's culpable. Technology's the victim here, actually.
Oh, technology's over here in the corner going, why don't you guys do a whole show about how I'm a loser and I don't know how to type? This one, I've actually seen this happen and it's kind of sort of happened to me before.
Uh-oh.
There was this person. They said they were in a bar and they saw a super hot guy. And they wanted to take a picture. And if you don't... This is one of the many reasons why I leave my phone clicked over to silent. Oh, my phone ringer, none of my sound effects are ever, ever, ever on.
Yeah.
Never.
Right. Mine too.
Because if you have it on, your camera goes when you take a picture.
Oh, it makes this. Okay. I see what you're saying.
It makes the shutter sound.
Gotcha.
So this girl sees this super cute guy and is like, oh my God, I got to send a picture of this. I want to save how cute this guy is. I got to take a picture. And tries to be all on the down low and go like, take a picture. Had the whole thing on. Plus the room was a little dark.
Oh.
So in addition to the shutter sound, there was a flash.
So he
it's like,
he's kind of like,
hi.
Oh my God.
You're taking a, it's super embarrassing.
Yeah, I see that.
But to go back to your point. Is it the technology's fault?
Not in that instance. Know how to work the tech.
This is sort of technology legitimately screwing somebody over, though.
Okay.
A bank that rhymes with Schmelz Cargo. I'm sure they're fantastic. They had some sort of computer malfunction.
Oh, this.
Over the last, like, few years, maybe? The bank claims that there was a calculation error utilizing the company's mortgage underwriting tool that caused 625 customers to lose their homes.
Yeah, like bam.
They were denied access to modifications that would have made loans more affordable.
They all got leaned.
Yeah, 400 of them literally lost their homes to foreclosure.
and you can't, they can't turn around. That doesn't, you can't write that ship to.
No, you can't. It's like if somebody else is in there, it's like, oh, I got a sweet house for pennies on the dollar. And you don't go, hey, our computer's messed up. Let Steve move back in.
No.
You're
screwed.
They said, they're sorry for the mistake.
Our bad.
And they're going to set $8 million aside.
Oh, at least they're going to, okay.
They're going to do.
Yeah.
Do a little something, something.
Buy him some tents to live in or
it
something.
It seems like you should have a story about this, Steve, because you are the technology.
No. Usually I just have to call you. Hey, can you undo?
Hey, I'll try to do a thing with
this whole thing.
Aren't you the guy? Yeah, that's not really technology screwdriver.
What?
That was you.
What guy?
You're the guy who couldn't get anything to work at his house for like 2 years. Like simple websites that use a Flash browser.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't checked or restarted your modem in so long. I finally get Steve to, I'm like, there's an app on your phone called Speed Test.
Yeah.
Just download the app. Cause like, no matter what, even if you're on the most basic package, and I know right now Xfinity is like hooking you up fat and you've got like internet. But at the time you were like, what? I'm like, just download the app. You should be getting, and even if you're paying nothing, you should get into like 40 or whatever.
Right.
And you hooked it up. It's like, hit it. What'd you get? Like two?
Rough, if that. I'm like, what? How is key? What the? Ba-da-da?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How did you ever surf porn? At two.
I went through a little lull. Oh, there. I had a bust out DVD.
That is when technology. Sometimes my Wi-Fi's been so slow, I had to buy a VCR.
I know.
Okay. So whether you sent the text to the wrong person, you took you followed GPS into a river, whatever it is, we want to hear the stories of how technology ruined your life and screwed you over. Alex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology screwed you over. What happened?
I was a nanny at one point, and the girls didn't have phones, so they obviously loved to play with mine.
Oh boy.
They opened the internet browser, which had not been cleared, and I got fired.
Oh, they,
What were you looking at, Alex?
My boyfriend had been using my phone the night before, and
it was your boyfriend. It's never you, is it? It's never you that was watching. So they saw an adult film?
They didn't see an adult film. They just saw the adult website. I snatched my phone back quicker than they could do anything else, but they still thought it was funny. Told their parents. Their parents didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, they narked you off.
And you were fired because of that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake.
It is, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame them. That was. I didn't want to go back to work after that.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to make eye contact with anybody.
Yeah.
We get it.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Alex. Tina?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technology screwed you over. What happened?
My phone pocket dialed. Another guy and I was busy having relations with someone else.
It pocket dialed somebody you were also having relations with?
Well, I wasn't having relations with the one they called, but still I had been seeing him.
Okay.
And he listened to, and it was obvious that like you were, yeah. Do you have special sounds or something that you couldn't say that you were working out or anything?
Right.
I looked down, I seen my phone and I seen the person's name across the screen and all I could do was just bury my head in the pillow.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Well, there's that.
You just done.
It was bad.
So that was the end of that relationship?
And so, he says, the next time I spoke with the guy, he goes, you pocket dialed me quite often. And I said, I do. And he said, oh yeah. He says, in fact, you did it the other night. And I said, no.
What?
And he said, yes, you did.
I was riding a bull. I don't know what it sounded like to you, but I was at a country bar and I was going crazy. Thank you for the call. Candy.
Yay.
Yay. Technology screwed you over.
Okay. So they sent out an email at work that announced that some people had promoted and, I didn't necessarily agree with it or needed to comment. I thought I was responding to a friend when, in fact, I sent WTF to everybody.
You hit reply all?
I thought I did. I just thought I was replying to one person, my friend, and I didn't understand why she didn't write back. And then I was like yelling out loud, oh no, unsend. And they were already yelling my name, telling me to come down to the office.
Oh.
And I had to go to sensitivity training.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of a promotion.
Yeah, you had to go through.
You got work detention.
They didn't believe me that it meant way too fabulous.
Oh, you got written up.
I did.
But you didn't lose your job.
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, let us know how sensitivity training goes.
Oh, man.
It's probably not over. I would probably stop by an office supply store and just have a box in your car. Thank you for the call, Candy. AJ?
Yay.
Technology screwed you.
Okay, I'm just going to leave it lay here where it is. Humiliating, but several years, many, many years ago, I had dated an officer twice. Went out with him. He was in my phone. I had gotten drunk one night. Decided to get behind the wheel of my car. I know, a bad idea. Got behind the wheel of the car, was trying to text one of my buddies for a one night fun, and I accidentally texted the officer. So, yeah, I guess better because I had texted him and said, meet me at my house. I'm almost there.
God.
Well, he was apparently upset, which I didn't realize until after that.
Oh.
He had one of the officers meet me at my house, and I got a DUI.
One drunk text.
They tried to nail me with soliciting a police officer for sex. Which
you're like, no, I didn't
want
to be with him.
When they took me to rehab or to detox, I kept getting phone calls down in detox from my friend who was the officer saying, I'll pick you up when you get out. Just come around the corner. I can't see you. They can't see me pick you up. I didn't know that he had called somebody to come and get me. I got in the car with him, got home. He ended up stalking me, and I had to have a restraining order put on him.
Holy crap.
The text.
Needless to say, $50,000 for a DUI later.
Oh.
I don't drink and drive at all. And I don't keep people's numbers in my phone that I don't see more than once.
All's well that ends well.
Yes. I
see. Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.